The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Tough times, but God. It is a lot easier to go through each day when we have a proper perspective. So much of this life is about having a positive outlook from God's perspective. When we know deep down in our heart of hearts that He is in control of everything that touches us and that He allows circumstances and events, knowing how it will be used to conform us to the image of Christ. When times are rough, in order for you to be able to comfort yourself and say with confidence, "Yeah, it's hard, but God," well, you need to set your mind on things above, not on the circumstances around you. Listen to Colossians 3. Since you've been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about things of heaven, not the things of earth. We read in Paul's address to the church at Philippi, a reminder to guard our minds, have the mind of Christ. Philippians 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Romans 8. What we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory He will reveal to us later. For all creation is waiting eagerly for that future day when God will reveal who His children really are. Against its will, all creation was subjected to God's curse, but with eager hope, the creation looks forward to the day when it will join God's children in glorious freedom from death and decay. For we know that all creation has been groaning as the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. And we believers also groan, even though we have the Holy Spirit within us, as a foretaste of future glory. For we long for our bodies to be released from sin and suffering. We too wait with eager hope for the day when God will give us our full rights as His adopted children, including the new bodies He has promised us. We were given this hope when we were saved. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean that He no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or are persecuted, or hungry, or destitute, or in danger, or threatened with death? No. Despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Here are just a few of the many, many times you find this in Scripture. Genesis 5. But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. In Judges 15. And he was sore athirst, and called on the Lord, and said, Thou hast given this great deliverance into the hand of thy servant. And now shall I die for thirst, and fall into the hand of the uncircumcised? But God clave an hollow place that was in the jaw, and there came water thereout. And when he had drunk, his spirit came again, and he revived. Psalm 73. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart, and my portion forever. Acts chapter 7. And the patriarchs, moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him. And my personal favorite, Acts 13. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree, and laid him in a sepulcher. But God raised him from the dead. Romans 5:8. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Friends, when you're going through tough times, surrounded by unknown issues, things might be scary, but God is faithful. He is your loving Heavenly Father. He has got this, and it will be okay. Remember who you are and who He is. He's the God of the universe and your personal Savior, a friend to sinners. So, when you've been thinking about the future and are anxious, concerned, understand that it could be challenging, but God. Health issues can come up, car breakdown, but God. It is my sincere prayer and hope for us all that the phrase, "but God," will be on our hearts and minds.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.